Just a good day. Here with you, for you, and about you, from room 347, Terry Dwayne Ashford here, on Sunday, May 22nd, 2022. We're coming in to simply give you a shout-out. A shout-out in hopes of a beautiful day, starting with a beautiful morning, starting with you. It is in the car. See that guy bringing it here for you, with you, and about you from that Extended Stay America Hotel, Tyson's Corner in Vienna, Virginia, United States of America. And I am none other than in the car seat, that guy, Terry Dwayne Ashford, here with you, for you, and about you, loving you like he's never, ever going to leave you. Never. That's what he's loving you like. Why love like he's leaving you if he's not gone yet? Huh? Well, that's the point. I'm Terry Dwayne Ashford, just coming in to say good morning to you. Just coming in to give you an embrace meet. Coming in to embrace your neck, your shoulders, in a nice virtual hug. A virtual hug from Terry Dwayne Ashford through Wilma Wayne Companies. I'm him in the car seat, that guy. All for you, all for you, all for you. Guess what? I wish I could sing. I wish. We just do the best we can, though, with rocking and rolling right here with you. Well, what we're going to do right now is we're going to jump right in really quickly, and we're going to provide you with some news headlines of the day, Sunday, May 22nd, 2022, it is. And I'm Terry Dwayne Ashford, coming here, like I said, with you, for you, and about you, keeping you on top of the game, on top of the game. The game we're talking about right here is that game of life. Now, first of all, we want to get you started with and keeping you informed of what's happening at the Roland Garros French Open. It is set to begin tomorrow on May 22nd. In terms of the main draw, the qualifying draw was undergoing between May 15th until now, and those winners of that qualifying draw will be embedded into the main draw. As you see there, I think Iga Swiatek at the top there, number one seed, was initially scheduled in the draw to play against a qualifier. Well, that qualifier is the qualifier that was to play her matches in the qualifying rounds, and that is why that showed up right there in the draw. The invisible draw that you don't see is the qualifying draw many times that places those players who are not qualified by the rankings into the draw. That's the first news we want to get you started for today. Roland Garros French Open 2022 begins its main draw competition on tomorrow, May 22nd. This particular report is coming to you from the United States of America through Terry Dwayne Ashford at the Extended Stay America Hotel, Tyson's Corner, room number 347. In addition to that, some other news that's going on today is we're looking at the Washington Post headline article about 14 minutes ago before now 1:22 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where our President Biden is on the monkey pox. He's on the monkey pox. Everyone should be concerned about the spread of monkey pox is the headline on the cover of the Washington Post today. Hey, get your news, extra, read all about it. I'm Terry Dwayne Ashford, telling you what to read, telling you how to get there. On the cover of the New York Times, we have the story headline, What Donald Trump Didn't Count On in Georgia. We're looking at that particular story. That story is now gracing the cover of the New York Times and was graced about 10 hours ago from today. On the cover of AP, the Associated Press News, they're looking at there how Russia presses Donbas offensive as Polish leader visit Kyiv. Now, that story hit the AP headline about 56 minutes ago. You're with Terry Dwayne Ashford right now from Street Now with Entities of News. basin out of the United States, room 347, extended stay America Hotel, Tyson's Corner Street. Now, with 10 cities of news there, is Tweet Station News, TSN broadcasting all for you, working right along with that guy, Ready Yo, out of that same location, mapping right with that guy TV, all for you. I'm Terry Dwayne Ashford, the son of Wilma, by the way. I'm also the son of David, by the way. And that's of Wakefield, Bucksnort, Mississippi. Another story here that's gracing us is the injury through a mega bus crash. 27 injured rose into its side on Interstate 95. That happened about 2 hours ago. It was posted about 2 hours ago. We want to send you there on the cover of Wall Street Journal. We're looking at the president of Poland addresses Ukraine's parliament and calls for the removal of all Russians there. That hit that airwave about 55 minutes ago. And gracing once again, the New York Times, not necessarily in the headline, but 8 hours ago, they were discussing, still discussing Trump's 2020 election. The lies, they say, the lies that have gripped state legislators. Okay, so they're still dealing with the 2020 election of Donald Trump there at the New York Times, where we are looking at CNN covering for the day about 5 hours ago, Biden offers message to Kim Jong-un as he wraps his first leg of his Asia trip. So our president, United States of America, right now appears to be in Asia for some reason or another, in which we give you an opportunity to go and check it out and see why all that's going on here. Look, this is Terry Dwayne Ash. We're giving you some updates on what's going on around the world. And we're going to close out with this update that the police made 10 arrests clearing the crowd on Hampton Beach in Virginia. That's been offered by WMUR there about 2 hours ago. We want you to go and check that out. I'm Terry Dwayne Ashford reporting for you from room 347, Extended Stay America Hotel, Tyson's Corner. Loving your life, but never going to leave you, embracing your neck, embracing your shoulders, telling you we're going to be there. We're going to be there and give you what you need to make the decisions you need to make about yourself. And we're going to, in the course of this particular reporting, I'm looking so forward to it changing when situations that may be invading or attempting or intrusively embedding itself into a financial source, aiming at stability credits or destabilizing, shall I say a particular source. We can't wait until that's done, until we get that under control, and then we might be able to get some resources rolling through here and make things rock and roll, and we can all live beautifully again. From Street Now with Entities of News, Fashion Style, Bold Bow Style Beauty. I'm Terry Dwayne Ashford. As we officially close out this particular morning, Sunday morning, May 22nd, 2022, from room 347, Extended Stay America Hotel, Tyson's Corner, bye. And in the voice of Terry Dwayne Ashford, I do want to say thank you. Thank you. And give a shout out to some of my old friends there in hopes of just letting them know that I cared about them so much, regardless of what has happened. And I guess there is hope of moving on. I want to give a shout out to my ex-friend or ex-associate Eric Seymour, who used to play tennis with me. I want to give a wonderful shout out to Shango. I also want to give a wonderful shout out to a couple of other friends. Danielle Pleasant is one of them that I do want to mention, and all of her crew over there. And I just want to give this shout out to say that, you know, things happen, and we don't know why they happen. Things happen. People embed themselves into things for reasons that helps them, and sometimes it's not supposed to help you. And we just want to say that we're mature enough and we're strong enough over at Street Now with entities of news, that we can move beyond that once all the healing and is over and rejuvenation begin. Paul Weber, special shout out. I want to give a special shout out to him as well. Hope he's doing well in tennis, that things happen and we move beyond them and get better, better and better for some of us. Anyway, for Street Now with entities of news, fashion, style, bold, and bold style beauty. Through E Magazine, Fab Blonde E Magazine brings you fashion, style, beauty. Through all of that, I'm Terry Dwayne Ashford.